Live from Hickory, it's Country-ish. Alan!
Get the country boy, and he's making it good. He was Jaws underdog, dressed in beaver rolls, living next to the wood. He liked to eat the sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory and headed for Southern Cal. Wound up in TV and film, making popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, cause he's in Hickory.
That's right, I am from Hickory, and I'm happy about it. I hope you're happy, no matter where you are. What up, bumpkins? It's Tuesday, December the 7th, 2021, and we are live right now, and you're about to watch episode 106 of Country-ish, and we have a gigantic Grammy-nominated show for you today. I'm talking comedian Nate Bargatze, okay? I'm giving money away. We got residual checks up in here, a lot of them, all right? Someone's winning money in this episode. People got snowed in, an IKEA of all places, and I have a huge announcement, so you want to stay tuned for that, okay? Huge announcement. So we're live right now, Facebook and YouTube, and we're taking your comments. I got two interns sitting right over here. One of them's looking at YouTube. One of them's looking at Facebook. We're going to find out what that means.
We might need to create it.
There we go. We've got Sergeant Havaball right there checking. Morning. Which one are you doing?
I got YouTube. And Facebook.
And, so. And then right next to him is Elliot the intern. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm still not used to my face on your face. But you look great. You've lost some weight, and I'm just telling you, you look good. So congratulations on looking fantastic, especially with my face on your face. And he's checking Facebook and YouTube, or maybe both. I don't know. I'll leave you a question, right? I'll ask you a question. You answer the question in the comments, and maybe we'll get to it. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been snowed in anywhere in your life? I want to know about that. What was it like? What were the circumstances? We're going to get to that in a small town news story. And if I don't get to your comments in this episode, I'll do it next episode. And here's how you know that's going to happen, because I'm going to read comments from last episode. Here's three. I kind of chose them at random, really. Well, a little bit. So check this one out. Here's one by Adam Soder. He says, speaking of beer, couldn't find you after the Nashville show. LOL, all good, great time. All right, let me explain this. Last episode, we were talking about a country-ish beer, right? So that came up in the show, and that's why he said, speaking of beer. Then, as I'm driving to Nashville, I'm doing a, you know, a live drive sort of show thing in my car. I'm doing carpool karaoke. I'm singing to people, and this dude pops up. He's like, "Dude, I'm in Nashville." I'm like, "If you're in Nashville, and I'm coming to Nashville, and you don't come to my show, unfriend yourself." I mean, what's the point of doing any of this if the people in the town I'm going to don't show up to see me? So anyway, I kind of gave him a hard time jokingly. I said, you come to my show, I'll buy you a beer. And he bought tickets, and he brought three people, and I didn't see him after the show. And it's here's why, Adam. Okay, typically at that comedy club in Zanies, I'll do two shows in one night. You came to the first show. Second show, I wasn't doing the second show. It was another comedian who does a podcast who had already booked it. So I only did one show Thursday, one show Friday, one show Saturday. And typically I come out there because there's a second show and I got merchandise. And because I wasn't selling merchandise because there's another show coming in, I didn't go out there. It slipped my damn brain. And I feel bad. Adam, here's the deal. Here's the new deal, Adam. New deal on the table. I now owe you two beers. Okay? So that one beer is from Nashville. Second beer is any other time you come see me. That's two beers, and I'm going to throw in a shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's he's got to buy good. Eight tickets for that, too.
Oh, yeah. And you need to buy eight more tickets. And thank you for coming, Adam. I do appreciate you. All right. Here's another comment by Tammy Carper Douglas. She said, I loved seeing you at Zany's in Nashville, Tennessee. You made me laugh till I peed myself. I wonder if that's true. You know what I mean?
That's a true comedian.
I know that I've done that before, but a lot of people say I pissed my, you know. But I wonder how much of it is true. I hope that you did, Tammy. And if you did, I'm sorry. And thank you for telling me. I know she's, her emoticon's like a wink thing, so she's kind of joking there. But thank you for coming, Tammy, and thank you for the comment. All right. I also asked last episode, when do you put your Christmas decorations up? And super fan Samantha Dawn Kingston said, never. I keep Halloween stuff all year long. Wow. Wow, Samantha, come on now. I don't believe that. Now, I do believe that you leave your Halloween stuff up, but I bet you got a little Christmas spirit in there. You're just being hard. But I love it. Thank you for the comment, Samantha.
Speaking of comments,
yeah,
Adam made sure he chimed in and he says
already. It. Adam's chimed in.
He's in and he's on. He says he's got it, so he's going to remind you of it.
Thank you, Adam, and that's my fault, and I appreciate you. All right, let's move on. Like I said, we're live on Facebook and YouTube. That just proved it, and we grow a little bit, and it's because. You guys will, from time to time, at the very beginning of the show, I'm begging you to hit that share button, right? That's the whole lead up to the show. Now's the time to hit the share button. So I'm hoping that you've already done it. And if you haven't, well, here's the thing I do to remind you. You know, I hate this because it takes a lot of work on my part, and I'm not good at this. I do a thing where I put this stupid wig on my head. You know, I'm a big fan of share. And I also want you to share. So I'm going to look right at the camera. I'm going to beg you to share. It's what I call the share stare. Do you believe in sharing the love? Come on. I can feel something on top of my head. It's a dumb wig. It's not enough. That's hard I'm doing, man. I'm begging you to hit the share.
Thanks. That's much better, man. You're getting good at that one.
Yeah, I wrote a little bit.
Yeah, you wrote some more lyrics on that one.
It's a dumb wig. Is that not enough? No. I got to work on that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anyway, you don't like the lyrics, you write them. Speaking of lyrics, we're going to get into something I did last week as well. Okay. Lots to do in this episode. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for watching. Thanks for rating and reviewing and subscribing and sharing. You know, these people who came to see me in Nashville sounds like they had a good time. And I want you to have a good time as well. So why don't you come see me live on the road, do my thing. Next gig, I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa this weekend. That's this Friday and Saturday, Des Moines, Iowa at the Funny Bone. Then the next weekend, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky at Comedy Off Broadway. That would be the 16th, 17th, and 18th of December. Then I'm off for Christmas. And then it's New Year's Eve. I will be in La Jolla, California at the Comedy Store, December 31 through January 2. Come see your boy do his thing. Let me introduce to you the man sitting across the table. I appreciate you chiming in earlier because, look, it's already been 10 minutes.
I'm going to introduce you.
That's a long time for you just to sit there. So feel free to chime in anytime before. We've not officially talked about this, but, you know, you have full reign to say anything you want anytime you want.
Thank you, sir.
But for those of you who are just joining the podcast for the first time, and I do suspect we have new viewers all the time because I just spent, I don't know, I was gone for 2 weeks road dogging it.
Yep.
In every episode, I'm talking about country-ish. I almost said country-ish.
You didn't have the shirt on.
Because I will wear that shirt on stage, and that's what I do.
Yeah.
So hello, new people from Nashville, new people from Virginia Beach, new people from Annapolis. Good to see you. Let me introduce to you, and I talked about him at the show. Very tall guy. He's actually played a little b-ball back in the day during the Kelly Trepuka years for the Charlotte Hornets and whatnot. He good friends with Muggsy Bogues. I still believe you talk to Muggsy from time to time. And anyway, we call him the Southeastern Man of Mystery, also known as Sebastian.
Yes, brother.
How are you, man?
Good, man. Good.
Good to see you.
Always a pleasure.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while. I haven't seen you.
Like I said, road dogging it, dude. Nashville was great. I did Nate Bargatze's podcast, and in fact, he's going to be on this podcast. He's going to return the favor. He's going to zoom into this podcast in a little bit. But while I was out there, I was on his podcast, and that was great. I did Steve Byrne, very funny comedian. Mm-hmm. I did his podcast, which won't air till January. And, dude, what he's doing is fantastic. Oh, let's get back to – oh, yeah. Can we show these pictures real quick? All right, we'll play picture page. So here's the one. I went to go watch the Panthers get beat that Sunday. We got beat by, who was it we got killed by? Was it Washington? I forgot which loss this was. But anyway, that's me. You got Brent Blakeney. I'll start on the left side. Brent Blakeney, John Crist. It's Theo Vaughn in the middle.
I thought that was Theo.
Yeah, he came out just to hang out the day before he left to go to L.A., but so we came. We're just hanging out, watching football, drinking Bloody Marys. Then you got Brian Dorfman and his son. That's the owner, Brian Dorfman. That's his son. And then you got me. And we were just having some Sunday brunch, watching the feet balls. Had a good time there. Shout out Theo and John Christ for coming. There's me on Nate Bargatze's podcast. That he shot that at his place. That was fun. It was 2.5 hours long. But I enjoyed every second of it. So thank you for that. Now, that's Steve Byrne. That's the one I want to talk to you about. We shot this one in Zanies. And what he's doing, he kind of asked me if I want to partner up with him. So your boy might be doing a third podcast in the future. Mm. Now, if I do this, I'm going to have to drive to Nashville, bank a bunch of them, then come back. And it's doable because what he's doing is not – it doesn't matter what's current. It's evergreen.
Yeah.
So what he does is, and it's brilliant, and I'm nervous about it. We will watch clips from other stand. He has envelopes on the table. He opens an envelope and has a comedian's name on it. And he goes, oh, let's watch a clip from this comedian. And then we rate it.
You react into it and rate it.
We react to it. Yeah. And we're honest about it. Mm. And also that includes one of our own stand-up clips. So I have to – and it's not just me and him all the time. There's other guests that come on there. So it's like three people or at least us two. And we did two episodes, and it went really well, and he wants to do more. So I like it, but it makes me nervous because it's opening me up for criticism. But I can take it. But, yeah, it was good. That was a fun one. And I also did another one. There's this guy named J.J. Brent. That's the guy on the right with the Zany shirt on. That's J.J. Brent. This dude, he run Wannabe's Karaoke in Nashville. He does stand up. He's a funny, cool dude. And he also – he's a car lover. So he's got like 9 or 10 cars. And he's got cameras in all of them. I'm talking cameras inside, cameras outside that are motion activated that starts recording even when he's not in the car, like a Ring doorbell almost. And so he's got tons of footage of random crazy things that happen in Nashville all the time.
I'm sure.
Because it's Nashville. Gosh, it's grown so much. I've been going there for probably 20 years, and it has grown more in the last 5 years than I've seen it grow in the 15 years before that. Like, it's the exponential. Boom. So anyway, tons of footage, hilarious dude, and he picked me up in a 85 or 86 Corvette and took me to that guy's house on the left. Now, that is a comedian named Steve Jessup, and this dude is a character. Have you ever seen the video of the redneck dude getting tased on a lawnmower?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that has led him to this. Yeah. He's got a huge YouTube following and a channel. He does his own podcast. He's a very funny, original guy. And he asked me to come to his house. So that guy drove me there, and I knew full well if I'm going to Jessup's, there might be some things in the air that I will smell that could make me impaired.
Yeah.
So I had JJ. That was my driver.
Ah.
Yeah. So it was like two birds, one stone. In fact, we'll show a video of that in a second. So that was Nashville. Good times in Nashville. Thank you, everybody who came to see me in Nashville. Shout out all those guys. Then from there, went to Virginia Beach. Did Friday and Saturday in Virginia Beach. That went great. Super fan Roseanne Henshaw and Rick Sanford III came out. Shout out to both of them. Hang on. Cover yours, boys. It's loud. I'm done with this thing. It hurts me every time. Alan, be happy you're in there. Okay. Look at this.
So, yeah, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this. A couple things here. Roseanne Henshaw, she came with gifts. She came bearing fruit gifts.
For like the wise men.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I would prefer gold or frankincense or myrrh, but I'll take a persimmon. Did you know this was a persimmon? Have you ever had a persimmon?
Okay, so I'm still doubting this is a persimmon because I've had persimmon. I was raised, we call them salmons.
Salmons. I like that better.
They went persimmon. Persimmon. Go pick up them salmons out of the yard.
Yeah.
But they're smaller than this. North Carolina salmons are smaller.
Okay.
I'm about to say semen there, but salmons.
Go ahead.
They're smaller.
Yeah.
A lot smaller. They fall off the trees. You step on them, you slide, you bust your tail.
Yeah.
You can't drive through them. You spin tires.
Yeah. I have heard of persimmons.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever ate a persimmon. I'm not even sure if I've stepped in a persimmon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've not stepped
in
it.
I'm putting the ish in country ish.
You
right
are.
Now.
You are.
But I okay, so Roseanne left me a note as well. So we've got – and you guys have gifts over there as well. So she gave – I'm not sure what's in that bag because I don't think it's in this note. What's in that bag? This other bag that I got. I got a whole this whole bag of persimmons, if these are indeed persimmons, which you're a suspect. Huh?
They are. I just pulled it up because I was used to the smaller ones as well, but I pulled it up and it looks just like that. So
okay.
I guess some of the other uses is the smaller version.
Yeah. Do me a favor. I'm going to read this.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to Google a word. Okay.
Okay.
H-I-C-H-U-Y-A-I.
U-Y or U-I?
What did I say? Hang on, do it again. H-I-C-H-U-Y-A-I. Yeah. And then there should be a pronunciation, like a thing that pronounces that word. I'm looking for the pronunciation of this word. It's a type of persimmon. That's what this is. And I don't know how to pronounce the word. Anyway, I'm going to read this to you. These persimmons came from our tree. This is from Roseanne Henshaw. Got the note right here. They are organic. They need to be eaten when soft. They get a red jelly-like look and feel like a breast implant, firm but soft.
Well, that just sold a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, if somebody has bought a few breast implants, I can relate, Roseanne. Thank you for that. That's me. I got a Subway card that punches them out. I get a free set next week.
They need to be eaten when soft. All right. So she goes, if eaten when hard or not ripe, they will make you pucker. If eaten when ripe, they are like honey. You can cook ripe ones, add sugar and lemon to make a puree, or just as is. I prefer as is, skinned and pulp. Don't let them over ripen either. Place non-ripe ones in a box or bag. They should ripen slowly, maybe 1 to 2 weeks. Roseanne P.S. included one that's ripe, and she did include one that's ripe, and it's already gotten bad. Like it was red when she gave it to me in Virginia Beach, and by the time I got to Annapolis and back to Hickory, by the way, I don't work for FedEx, people. Stop giving me gifts at shows that I have to travel around with. I got merchandise already. I've got food probably in my hand I want to eat right now. I've got luggage that I use. Okay, so I don't need the gifts, but thank you. How do you do that without sounding douchey? But here, should we try this?
Yeah. So I'm concerned that.
Yeah. Did you look up that word, by the way, Mark?
Yeah, it's a Japanese.
It's Japanese.
It looks like haichia.
Yeah, there should be a button almost that you can like push that.
Well, let me go ahead. Let me see if I can.
I forgot what website that is.
Good thing we had that in the pre-production meeting,
it
right?
It kind of looks like a peach. Yeah, I know.
You okay. can always count on
oh,
John.
Oh, look at this thing. It's so juicy.
It's very juicy. So there you go.
Thank you.
Look at there.
By the way, at home, have you had a persimmon? I want to know what you think. This will be my first ever persimmon.
That's so sad. But we're going to do it.
Yeah, I guess I'm a traditional fruit guy. But look, hang on. Let me read you this real quick, because I did look up persimmons, right? And this picture looks just like the one that she gave me. It's mostly like in Southern California. Maybe that's why I didn't have them. She goes, this person ate them. They came from trees and backyards in California. They get ripe in October, November. But anyway, let's try one.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Guys.
I don't think you eat the skin.
Do you? Okay.
I don't think.
Shall I let you go first?
Yeah.
So you don't eat the skin.
Pucker.
Okay, you got
it. It's a pucker. But, yeah, your lips come together. We could call this kissy fruit. If a girl won't kiss you, if a girl won't kiss you, give her this first. She has no choice.
What is that? That is weird. Mm-hmm. That's got a texture to it. Oh, my gosh.
By the way, Roseanne warned you. She said he is going to pucker when she
I told
said
you.
That.
I mean, I almost want to kiss you right now. It's like
that. It's not. Here's what happened.
Duck lips.
But why did you pucker? Was it because of the taste? It was because of the texture thing.
But I don't know. It might have been both.
Because here's what happened to me. I bit into this.
Yeah.
Immediately, it was kind of sweet, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Right out
like
the gate.
Like a fruit.
Then it like cemented. Like it was a congealing thing that happened, and my mouth kind of went, like it like dried up.
Yeah, that's what happens, yeah.
And you go, ugh.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because of a sourness or a sweetness. It was because there's cement in here? I don't know.
See,
it's like mixed with my saliva and did
something.
I'm
a little bit worried. I had a fan one time I was talking crap to from Ohio. I was talking about, you know, Buckeyes.
Yeah.
And they brought Buckeyes in. So here, have some. Eat some of these Buckeyes. So I liked them. I thought they were great. Then somebody came over to me and said, they're poison. You can't eat Buckeyes.
What?
I Googled it. They're right.
Mm-hmm. You ate Buckeye?
I did. I
this
survived.
This guy tried to kill you.
I survived.
You can eat Buckeyes.
Yep.
Well, they're definitely poisonous to Michigan. Michigan beat them for once? Maybe the first time ever. Yes.
Okay, so a couple of things. First thing is come up on a pronunciation. This is haichia.
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 That's what I said when I put it in my mouth.
Haichia. This is a haichia persimmon.
Okay, and then it's right. I got a question for you because as I'm reading it, it said some people can detect a hint of cinnamon. So are you either you getting like a hint of cinnamon out of it?
I think it's kind of like when they do that thing where you pour that cinnamon. Don't you pour something in your mouth? Kids.
Oh, yeah, when you do that little spoonful thing.
Spoonful of cinnamon, and people try to get it down and they can't. That's
I'm not getting cinnamon.
Okay.
But I don't know what's happening. I don't know what is in this. It's like a defense mechanism of the fruit.
The body is reacting.
It's making you like, do not eat this because this
is. Do not swallow. It's holding your lips.
But if you just kind of, the initial flavor is not bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Interesting. Wow,
that might be my last persimmon.
Last semen you're going to have, huh?
I don't know if I need another, whatever. But thank you, Roseanne Henshaw. All right, maybe she'll call in when we play the residual chick game and we can talk to her.
You talk her up.
All right, let's move on to the next. Also, shout out to everyone who came to see me in Annapolis. Brenda, superfan Brenda Sachs came out. Good to see you, Brenda. Thank you for that. All right, let's move on to our first segment. We got lots to do. We got best trends. We got residual check. We got Nate Bargatze and the small town news. You've been snowed in. People got snowed in, and you want to hear about this. All right. Well, here's what's trending. As I'm talking to you right now, it is December the 7th. It is 8:26 p.m., and as you all know, today is it's Pearl Harbor Day. Remember it today.
Yep.
On this day, 80 years ago, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and it sank two Navy battleships, the USS Arizona and Utah, And that was 80 years ago today. And what a dumb move that was by Japan, because they basically dragged us into World War II and then made us bomb them.
Yep.
Two bombs. And that was, you know, shouldn't have started nothing. But anyway, happy Pearl Harbor. I don't know. I always find it weird when it's a national day, but it's a sad day.
Yeah.
Because I want to let people know I'm remembering it, but you don't say happy. You know, well, I don't know what you do. I'm observing. Okay. I'm observing. And I've been there before. Yeah. I've been to that actual place right there. You can walk. They made a little thing where you can walk out and look down and see over the actual one of the ships. I believe it was
USS Arizona.
The USS Arizona. You've been there, haven't you?
I was out there for almost 6 years. So there's still a lot of areas out there, from Coley Pass to Ford Island, mm-hmm. the area over there with USS Arizona. There's just a lot of history, a lot of remembrance, a lot of reverence.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, if you're ever there, you should go check it out. It's pretty neat to go see. All right. Also, trending. Oh, this segment, you should have pointed to the hat, dude. This segment is brought to you by Hendrick Honda Hickory. Hendrick Honda Hickory. I drove my Honda to Nashville, Virginia Beach, and Annapolis, Maryland. Not one problem.
Not one problem.
I actually loved it. I don't mind driving to these gigs anymore. We know flying sucks. But driving's cool if you got a Honda. Go to Hendrick Honda Hickory. Get yourself a Honda and a hot dog and a hamburger. All right. So we're going to do a – last time we talked, what was trending was Kid Rock.
Yes.
And we talked about how he had a new video out called – ready? Ain't nobody tell me how to live.
Yeah.
And we talked about that, and then I remembered – well, because we didn't know anything about it.
No.
Like, it just happened. Look, I don't do a lot of research on the best trends. It's what's trending. It's how you know we're trending. I don't know too much about it because it's just now happening.
Yeah.
So I can't give you too much information if I don't have the information or prepare. So I really didn't. And when I went to hang out with my buddy, Steve Jessup, the guy I just told you about,
yeah.
He informed me something about this video that I had no idea about. So would you like to check out a little segment with me and Steve Jessup? This was at his place. I went to visit him, and we shot this, and he brought it up to me. I thought, is this a good time to do it, the Alan Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay, check out this little clip of me and Steve Jessup talking about Kid Rock in that video. All right, here I am right now. I'm in Mr. Steve Jessup's amazing shop here. Oh, yes. And, things are getting smoked. I feel like I've got a contact high already.
Dude,
how you doing?
Be able to sell beef smoked jerky.
Thanks for letting me hang out with you.
Dude, I wanted you to come in and see where I hang out when I'm trying to... I'm divorced now.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be when I was trying to get away. This is where I would come.
Oh, yeah. I feel you. This is the ultimate man cave right
it's
here.
It's moldy.
You've invented it. It smells fine to me.
Yeah.
It's a different smell. It's not mold. It's something else. You know, there's first-hand smoke, and then there's second-hand smoke. I feel like in here you could get third easily.
Third-hand smoke?
Yeah, it's a whole different kind of hand. Last episode, we talked about Kid Rock and his new video, Ain't Nobody Gonna
Tell... Ain't nobody gonna tell me how...
Live.
Yeah, I got a little phlegm caught up. That's what happens when you smoke. You can't finish songs.
Now, did you tell me you know these guys or you met them or something?
Man.
Please tell me that story.
Oh, Monster Truck, not Kid Rock. I mean, me and Kid Rock need to get hooked up. I don't know why that hasn't happened yet, but...
Yeah, you guys would be a good fit. I could see
that. Yeah, no, the dude's in the song. Ain't nobody tell me how to live.
The hard rocking looking dude.
Yeah, those dudes were on the Trailer Park Boys. Yeah, watch that.
I feel
that.
Like you're going to ash in here.
I'll fucking...
It's your place.
I'll ash in it if I need to.
Yeah, I'll move
I'll
it
get you
here.
Another one. It tastes good with eggs. That's how I get my eggs.
That's a whole
That's different... how I get my eggs when I go to Waffle House. Could you please go ahead and ash in my cigarette? That's how my grandma used to do it.
Yeah, you always like the flavors of home. I get that.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about this monster guy.
Yeah, well, we was on a cruise with the Trailer Park Boys, and it was like, do you have any jazz cigarettes?
Left-handers?
Like, I got some left-handed ciggies. Let's go outside.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we bonded, and now he's in a Kid Rock song. So.
Oh, wow. So I didn't know that Kid Rock song was an actual monster song, monster truck song.
Monster Truck, yeah.
I didn't know that was a band first. I thought that was like Kid Rock just got some dude to play the part of like a dude who would look like... Can we do it together?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live. Yeah.
Yeah, you do that good. That probably gets you somewhere with the ladies. You could probably do that and get them pretty fired up.
I've got my fair share.
I mean, that's what I need is a move with the ladies. John Rhee, tell me. Steve Jessup.
I can't help you there.
How do I get what you got? Because you got ladies.
I got one lady I'm in love now. I just got engaged to a very beautiful woman who I'm madly in love with. Jody, I love you. So you don't have to worry. But, yeah, I mean, I have moves.
Yeah.
I got a little game. I used to be able to dance. That was my move.
Okay, well, I can't.
Can you dance?
No. I got my feet are too drunk.
What about?
I'm fine up here, but down below.
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's not doing good.
Okay. So, like, if you just sort of stay in one place and sort of, like, do the Will Smith, the hitch move, it's like, you know, don't work the feet, just work the shoulders, right? That's a good, you got, ain't no home. I really appreciate you letting me come in here and let me be on your podcast.
Man, yeah. Y'all check that podcast we did out. That was fun.
Where's a good place for them to go find that on the interweb?
IKnowMyRights.com and then just go from there.
There you go. IKnowMyRights.com. Thank you, Steve. Let's get at it.
John Rhee, let's get it rowdy.
I love it.
Yeah. Hey! Steve Jessup. Yeah.
That dude's crazy. So I did not know that about that song. And I went back and listened to the original song by Monster Truck, and it is awesome. Those dudes rock. And I'm sorry for my ignorance. I'm sorry to Kid Rock. I'm actually not really sorry to anybody because I was mostly making fun of the video.
Yeah.
The video looks hilarious. Yeah. Go look up the actual Monster Truck video. That's a better video than the Kid Rock video.
Yep.
And again, I like Kid Rock. Yep. I'm just saying. The video was kind of wonky. Any questions so far?
Nope. Not.
Very good. Let's move on to the next segment. I got money.
Ooh.
Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to win my money. Well, for those of you who are just joining the podcast for the very first time, welcome. Glad to have you. Look around. You know, try some stuff on. Kick it around. I've done some acting in my day. I've been in some movies, I've been in some sitcoms, I've been in some TV commercials, some adult films I'm not proud of, I've done some hand modeling and some sock stuff. But they have to pay you when they hear these
Sorry,
things.
That was a dude, but I'm sorry. Yeah, you got me on that one.
They're called residual checks. And I get these things in the mail all the time, and I thought I'd make a game out of it. I'm going to open one. I'm going to let Sebastian pick one. How many we got here?
I got about six or seven here.
I'm
going
to let Sebastian pick one at random. He'll hand it to me. I'll open it right here on the show. I'll tell you what it's for, how it's airing, and then you guess how much the amount is. Closest person to the actual check. I will mail you the check. I'll have one of my interns mail you the check, and you get a prize with it. So it's not just the check. It's a bunch of stuff. So you want to call in. I'm not sure when the number's going up. Okay, there's a number up there right now. Start calling that number. And get ready. But first, we're going to do some in-house guesses, right? And you guys pay attention to the in-house guesses. That will help you with your guess, right? It's a game.
clear it out.
It's a game that we like to call...
How much is that Screen Actors Guild residual check?
Check. Oh,
yeah.
Off. I was off a little bit.
How about?
It was just a beat off. Let's do that. Beat off. All right. Oh, boy.
I hope it's a big one.
Oh, boy. It could be. We don't know. Let's find out right here, right now. All righty then. Oh, my God.
Is it bad?
Oh, gosh. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Is it?
It's all good. This is the nature of the game. I want you guys to know that this crap is legit, and it pays off from time to time. Hey, okay.
So real quick, can I go ahead and leave and call from the car?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, sure. Do you got people in the bullpen, the Alan Jackson?
Yeah.
It's over for you, buddy.
Damn it.
Okay, here we go. This is awesome. This is great.
Is it?
Yeah. No, it really is, because this will prove to you that this isn't rigged, all right? Because, well, I mean, what was the last one? Do you remember the amount of the last one? What was it? $11.27.
Something like that, yeah.
All right, here we go. Well, already you guys probably have some guesses, right? Now, I'm going to tell you something new. This is not something that we've talked about on this show before. This is a new thing. It's a new show I did. American Dad. Remember that? American Dad, the cartoon? Yeah. It was one episode, and the episode was called Damn Stan. And this is for one foreign showing.
Foreign showing.
Uh-huh.
Ruh-roh.
Yep. And a video DVD. Electronic sell-through.
Oh, God.
And it's one check. American Dad. Yeah. Oh, this is the same amount. I'll start with you, Sebastian. How much is a Screen Actors residual?
Jeez, I don't know where to start.
I know. It's okay, buddy. I mean, look, this is how we know. This is how we know.
$357.64.
Okay. Lock him in at $357.
Exact.
All right. Way higher.
Oh.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Yeah. Well, first of all, I remember when you first did that, I thought you said that was a one and done, that you would not be getting residuals from
That's
it. Did you not?
What I thought too.
Uh huh. I guess you were mistaken.
No, yeah, I guess so. I'll tell you, it's way higher than that.
Right.
So.
$1,124.96.
Okay. Write that down. Now.
All right. Can you say that again?
Say it.
What did I just say? $1,124.98, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Have a ball?
I'm going to go with 1234.
Okay. Well.
Wait a minute, clarify, was that $12.34 or
$1,234?
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, okay. That's why I didn't say anything yet. Everybody's locked in.
All right.
Elliot's winning. Elliot's the closest so far.
Okay.
Now, that will teach you how to guess who will win the check. These guys' guesses didn't count. They're not getting the check.
Damn.
One of you guys are getting the check. And I'll just let you look at this. Don't say anything out loud. Try not to show the camera. That's what we're looking at right there. He's putting the readers on. All right. The Alan Jackson. Let's go to the bullpen and let's get somebody in here. Let's figure out who will win this check. Hi, John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
You are talking to the Dash Man.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Dash Man, Nash Cam. Yes?
That's right. I got to get paid somehow for driving you around.
This is JJ Brent, a very funny guy, all nice right, guy. Yeah. works at Wannabes as well. I loved our segment together, buddy. Thanks for doing all that, and thanks for driving me around.
JJ, can I ask you a question before you guess?
Yes, please.
Are you hiring in Nashville?
No.
I think I might have been a bad pick.
No, listen. This is at random. Let me say something.
I'm going to get money.
Shona's worried that I'm mad at him for picking this check. And if I put it on the table, it is my job.
Right.
I put this here. Okay, you didn't do anything wrong, but you did what I told you.
Yeah.
I said, pick one of these at random, and that's what you did. So I cannot be mad at you.
Am I still eligible?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't seen the check.
Right.
All right.
Now, do you closest without going over or just closest?
No. Closest, period. We're not playing Price is Right rules. We're playing horseshoes and hand grenades.
All right.
What's your guess, buddy?
So this is one episode, American Dad, you did a voice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to guess 876-69.
Oh, I always like the 69 at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. 876-69. Not a bad guess. Right now you're winning. You're the only person who's guessed. We got to get two more people, and we'll see what happens. Put them on hold. The Alan Jackson. Let's get the next person in here. I'm kind of hoping Roseanne Henshaw pops in. We're doing these at random. Alan doesn't pick the numbers. He just randomly picks them. Hey, John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
This is Coach K.
Coach K.
I thought you were retiring, Coach.
Yeah.
I'm the good looking one.
Wait a second. This is Coach Mike Krzyzewski?
No.
There's another Coach K? Coach. Huh?
Yeah, this is a good one.
Okay. Well, where are you from, Coach K? What are you coaching? Where are you from, buddy?
We coach basketball here in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota, yeah. Are you close to Fargo?
Actually, my son lives in Fargo, but I'm about 4 hours away.
Oh, yeah, close to Brainerd.
I saw you at the Mall of America a few months back.
Dude, thank you. I appreciate you coming. This is the first time you called in, right? Have you called in before?
No, it's actually the first time I caught you guys live. So.
All right, dude. Well, you picked a great time to call in. But Coach K from Minnesota coaches basketball. What else do you do for a living? Do you do that solely for money? What else do you do?
No, I wish I did that for money. I do finance for a school, actually. So,
finance.
And I got to tell you, my wife is working late right now. She'd be really jealous because she loves you.
Oh, man.
She loves Hickory.
Oh, yeah.
Hickory, yeah.
Hickory! That's right. Okay, buddy. Did you hear the guess?
I did. And, you know, when you first opened it up, I was thinking, like, way low, like in the cents. But I'm going to guess $1,074.16.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's see. Let me make my face.
Make the face.
I forgot
it's
exactly.
It's a good face.
I forgot the amount. My eyes were so watery.
it's that persimmon.
Yeah, it's the persimmon. All right. Not a bad guess. Put them on hold, the Alan Jackson, and let's go to the next guess. All righty. And whenever they're in here, we'll get to know the last guess. Who's winning so far? I won't tell. We'll find out at the end, though. Hey, John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
Samantha
Dawn Kingston. How are you? Oh, you Grinch. You don't like Christmas? What's wrong with you?
I don't like Christmas, and I have a Grinch costume to go for it.
Well, I mean, technically, the Grinch has to do with Christmas, so in a weird roundabout way, you love Christmas. Oh, maybe not. All right. How are you? You doing good?
Doing good.
Okay.
Getting y'all's gifts ready.
Oh, boy. More gifts. I like your gifts because you mail them to me. I don't like people handing me gifts after the show when my hands are full of other things. But, you know, I like all gifts. But, Samantha, of course, you are grandmothered in because you've been around for so long. You're a super fan. I'm kind of rooting for you right now. You deserve this, and I want you to win. but I can't tell you the amount. I got to play by the rules. I'm glad you're the last person to call in, and I hope you've been paying attention. Samantha Dawn Kingston, how much is this residual check?
$985.75.
Okay. Put her on hold, D'Allen Jackson. I have already given the check to Sergeant Intern Mark Havaball, and he's already given the check to D'Allen Jackson, who I'm sure has already in turn crunched the numbers, and I now have the check back in my hands. And let's just get the winner back in here, and we'll see if we can get him right on the dot. I like to do that. I like to get him right on the dot.
All right, hold on. I'm still crunching numbers just for a second.
You're still crunching numbers because, yeah, I don't do math. I'm not good at that. One of the guys that from Minnesota is a finance guy. He could probably do this much quicker than me. Mm-hmm. I don't do math.
Just one quick caveat, though. If it wasn't for my knee, I would have done sprinting out the front door.
Why? Why is this?
Because I had to check in my hand.
Oh, yeah. You'd have run to the bank. It's all good.
Okay, I'm going to bring the closest person back in.
You let me know we're in the room.
And all they are back in the room with
you. Hello there, John Reap. Who is this?
This is Coach K.
Coach K. He's the winner with the guess of...
It was $1,074.16.
$1,074. You were a tad bit high. The actual price, I'm not even going to play this game. I'm just going to give him the price because it's a big one, dude. You just won $1,055.45. What are you going to do with all the cash?
Well, I think my wife's going to freak out, first of all. Second of all, I'm glad you didn't do Price is Right rules.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Horseshoes John needs counseling.
Here's what we're going to do, though, because, like I said, you know, winning the check is one thing. Receiving the check is a whole nother thing. And I do my part. Now, his part's up to him. I don't have your address. You don't want to give me your address right now where everybody could hear it. You got to go to countryish.com, and you got to go to the contact page, and you got to send an email. Okay. Got to send an email with your name, the amount of the check that I just read to you. If it's a penny off, you ain't getting it.
No pressure.
You got to go back and rewind this one. And then get your address in there, and my intern, Mr. Elliot here, will send it to you in the mail. Simple, right?
Simple.
Simple. Sounds simple.
Now, like I said, I sign it over to you. So, but you got to give me that information. Go to countryish.com, fill out the contact page, and we'll get it in the mail. Not only that, but what else do we get them?
We're down to the last tumbler.
You get the last tumbler and a big check. So now, if you can cash us, good luck. I don't know if
banks will
do
that. I feel like you should send us some tumblers back.
Yeah, send us back some tumblers, dude. What else did you want to say, Elliot, about – didn't you have something else you wanted to read about people who had sent the check or whatever?
Yes, you should have that ready later in the show. But being that it is around the holidays, it might take a while to get there, a long, long while.
While.
I'm doing my part. Everything else is up to you guys. Okay. All right. Coach K, first time caller. I am
biggest.
And this is Coach K's last season.
This is like a big upset.
And this is an upset, yeah. Biggest record check. And we need to get a video, Coach K. Get a video of you and your wife. You show her the check. Send it back to us.
Yeah.
That way we can use it on content.
Yeah, 100%. I'd like to get. That would be cool.
For sure.
This is just like a Duke. Like thing to do last minute, come in,
you know,
the Final Four, just steal
just
a win,
steal a win.
Like,
just
you know,
steal
UCLA
win.
Or whoever was ranked higher at the time. I don't know, I don't do basketball anyway. Congratulations, we got a lot more show to do. We've got amazing Zoom interview with Nate Bargatze and a small town news story. But don't go anywhere, we'll be right back with more Country-ish after this. Hey there, are you a business owner? Do you have a product that you're trying to sell? Well, maybe I can help you. I've got over 350,000 followers across all my social media, and every episode of Country-ish we do gets thousands of views. So if you have a product that you want me to try on the show or to talk about, go to countryish.com, click on sponsorship, and maybe your stuff could be right here on my stuff.
Hey, that thing got a hybrid?
Yeah.
Huge. Come on. We're out of gas. Again?
Yeah, it's a hybrid. Sometimes you just gotta move on.
If you love this podcast and you love wearing shirts, well, we got something for you. If you go to countryishpodcast.com, click on merchandise, it'll take you to my store, and we have an awesome t-shirt for you. It's a Country-ish Podcast t-shirt. Look at it. Isn't it beautiful? Also, it's got the website on there. It's a soft tee, very soft, feels good on your skin, and it helps us keep the lights on here at the studio. So check out countryishpodcast.com, click on merchandise, get yourself a t-shirt, and know that I love you. Clap. Oh. Hey! Welcome back, everybody. I hope you've been hitting the share button. I hope you've been leaving comments, smashing that subscribe. I like they throw smash out there these days, these young ones. Anyway, I just gave away over $1,000. You want to tune in every week because I got five more, and they keep a coming, baby. They keep it coming, and I want you to have one, okay? Coach K just won one. Why can't you? You can. Hit the share button. All right. I'm excited for our next guest. This dude he's been blowing up for a minute. Very funny comedian from Tennessee. They call him the Tennessee Kid. He's blown up on Netflix. He was just recently nominated for a Grammy for Best Comedy Album. A Grammy. This dude could go down in history, right? He already kind of has. He's been touring big arenas, got his own tour bus. The dude's big, all right? I'm excited to have him on my show. I was just on his show. Let's all welcome. Who's zooming who? I'll tell you who's zooming. Nate Bargatze. Baby, here he is right here, the very funny Grammy-nominated Nate Bargatze. How are you, buddy?
Good, buddy. I thought you were calling me Graham. That's how much I'm not used to that. Is I was like, I thought you were just like, there was another Graham, like that's on the show, and you're like, me, you and Graham doing the podcast together.
Oh, no. You got to get used to that, dude. I mean, that's going to be the rest of your life. Unless you win, then it's going to be Grammy winner. But the rest of your life, I imagine, and this is a great thing, you're going to get that intro.
You get the Grammy nominated, yeah. I mean, it's – yeah, you know, it's funny. People always say you get it for the rest of your life. And the nominate – you know, everybody's like, it's just happy to be nominated. But I feel like you definitely do hear Grammy nominated more than you ever hear Grammy winner.
It's probably because there's a lot more of them, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's funny, I just saw something today, they were a Grammy winner. I don't know the band, but it was like they were a Grammy winner, and I just noticed the winner part because I was like, I've never really thought about it,
right? Oh, you'll be paying attention to that stuff now.
What if you would be humble and you just, even if you win, you go, I'm still Grammy nominated. They're like, you didn't win. You're like, no, I won, but I'm not trying to, it's already a lot that I'm nominated. So
do you have like, I know that I don't know when that, when did you say it was coming up? The actual
January 31st.
Okay. So that's pretty soon. Yeah. Do you have any kind of like speech prepared? And if so, have you practiced it? Who are you thanking? Have you thought about this stuff?
I have thought about it. I mean, you know, you don't want to, but then you're like, I don't want to not be prepared. I think you want to be quick. You don't want to be – I always, if I can try to just be funny, you know, I think it's like, that's what I should, that's what I want to do. I think you got to think like you're, you know, for the first thing ever that if I ended up winning, it's like you thank your parents and all that, your wife and, you know, our daughter and everybody, agents, you know. So it's like, you probably got to do that. You only probably, I don't know how much time you got, 20 seconds or something like that. Yeah. I don't know, that, maybe 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
That's so funny. I've thought of that stuff before. I've never been nominated for anything, but I've all you know, we always have these fantasies like, who would you be thanking if you were up there? And you're right. First time around, you got to go parents and wife and kids, right? So, but let's say it's your fifth time. I mean, how long?
Just do an act. Like, I would go up and not thank anybody and just do an act.
Yeah.
Just try to be like, all right, I got to do a 10, 15 second. And then do that. I mean, the truth is no one cares about the speech. So it's like you just think and try to get out of the way. But I think if you can make it funny, then, you know, people look forward to you going up there. That's what I would think would be fun.
Right. Well, you're up some up against some really good names. You've got Kevin Hart, Chelsea Handler, Lewis Black, Louis C.K., Lavelle Crawford. Out of all those guys, who do you think should come in second place?
Second. It's tough, man. I mean, Louis' special I thought was really great. And, you know, he talked about all this stuff, and I know and people don't like it, but just as a comedic standpoint, I mean, Louis' special I thought was pretty great. And I didn't really see everybody else's special, to be fair. So I don't know completely, but I did think his was great.
I don't think I've seen any of these. It's best comedy album, so I guess you'd have to hear it. But I know
it's a special. So Netflix just, you also get a they also make a vinyl that they submit as an album.
Okay, so these are not just audio. These could be audio and video, and then they just take
the audio. I think these are all video, and then they're. I don't think any of them are albums, but they're both. You know, it's like both. It's like, you know, you can go buy, you can listen to my Comedy Central special. It's like essentially like that. So you just submitted Grammy as the album.
All right. So did you hear about Spotify recently taking off all their comedy? What are your thoughts?
So I wasn't off. And then I think I just got off. Yes. Like, so yeah, it was like slowly we're all just getting knocked off. And I had someone that like, hey, try to find you on Spotify. It's all off. You know, I don't understand the insides of that. I know this thing called Spoken Giants.
Yeah.
And they, 800 Brown Gorilla has a lot to them. And I think they're very, very important in Sound Exchange. And so it's that kind of stuff. You're going to need those kind of people to be in our corner and help us fight against this. It's just kind of crazy. It's like insane to be like, well, instead of paying, you're just like, well, I'll just take all of you off.
Yeah. It sounds like a dad move. Like if you're in the car and you're like, dad, turn the radio station to this. And he goes, you know what? How about I just turn it off?
Yeah, it does sound like that. Yeah. You know what? Everybody off.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little temper tantrum on their part. I mean, how much money would it be really? I don't know. I mean, it's – so that, if you don't know what we're talking about, you know, Spotify took off all the comedy, the stand-up comedy, because there was a company that was going after them. They wanted to be able to pay the comedians not just as performers but as writers, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they didn't want to
– I think so. Yeah. I mean, that's who we are writing. I mean, we write ours more than – any art,
almost. I agree. I
mean, we're the only writer. It would make sense. And that's just going to be a battle. They just, you know, comedy's getting, I think this is the biggest spotlight stand-up has ever had on it. And, you know, we're kind of getting a little more mainstream where we're not as much of, you know, people used to know like five stand-up comics. And now with podcasts and just the access people have to comedy, like we're starting to get known more.
Yeah.
And people are actually searching us out. And a big part of that was Sirius Radio and podcast and Spotify. And, you know, people listen to those albums when they're driving. Like, comedy is a great thing to listen to when you drive. So, I think they're, you know, so now it's like, let's start, hopefully start fighting that. And things like Spoken Giants, I mean, I think those will be huge parts.
All right. So, Christmas tree. Are we going real tree? Are we going fake tree? And why?
We go fake. Just because it's so you put it upstairs, take it back down. We grab it, our tree's good. It, like, it's nothing crazy. I don't think we're, maybe I could see maybe one day, like, you could go to a real tree or something. It seems like a lot of work. But we just do, we just do the fake one. Yeah.
Do you have more than one tree?
We have one main tree. I mean, it's a regular sized tree. And then I think she has like another one that sits in a window that's not decorated. It's got like white. I mean, they're all fake, but
yeah,
you know, one other one that she puts in front of a window to let everybody know we're about Christmas, you know, just give a little heads
up. Right. Yeah.
Not everybody. We got Christmas going on.
Yeah. We're on board. Take it easy now. Yeah. We do fake tree, but I do miss the Christmas tree smell. That's the, you know, I feel like these days the only reason to really do a real Christmas tree, because you can manufacture the smell. You can go out and get a bunch of air fresheners with the Christmas tree air fresheners and hang it all over your tree.
Yeah. That's your ornaments?
That'd be the ornaments. You can get some pine.
I mean, people are just like, at Christmas, they just got a headache. They're like, God, dude, my head is pounding right now.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you wanted, you could do that. Or if you had, like, if it was a tradition where the whole family goes out together to a Christmas tree farm and they pick one out together, and then they, you know, like, if it was something like that, that's the only real argument for a real Christmas tree these days.
I feel like, don't you, like, I've never even heard of that. I think I was a movie fan. Where, like, they do it in movies, and then you're like, nobody's getting it. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know anybody that got trees like that. But
it's funny. As soon as you say that, I don't really know many people who do that. It's mostly in Hallmark movies. I had one friend who did that.
It's people with money.
Yeah.
He had money. Like, that's like, you know, you go do – you, like, have someone go help you do the – I mean, I'm not saying everybody. There's people who probably cut down their own trees. And they might have those trees, but yeah, like, it was like, I never drove out to a place and cut down a tree and put it in the car.
What about Christmas cards? Do you send out like a Bergazzi family Christmas card to people?
Not that I'm aware of. We could. I have no idea if we do or not. I think I like the idea of it.
Yeah, but I feel like you're at a stage now, right? You've got a nice place. Your career's booming. You got a beautiful family. You got to pose. You got to get out in the yard and make some really awesome pictures. I would love to – if you send one out, I want to be on this list.
Yes. I might send one just to you. Okay. You might be the only one that's on the list. You might be just send one to you every year. Which I would love that. To be like, you said, I send one Christmas card to my family just to John Reed.
Wait a second. Nate, we're on to something here. How about this? It's kind of like a Secret Santa, but only among comedians, and we only send one card to another comedian. So you send me a card.
Yeah.
I can't send you anything. I just have to pay it forward. So now I got to send, but you put on your card who I send my next card to.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, John, Merry Christmas from the Bergazzi family. Now you have to pass your card on to John Heffron or whoever.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
And we just keep going. And the circle grows every year. And before you know it, it's trending on, I don't know, Vine.
Before you know it, the comics have given up and they're like, this is too much. And
then you stop. Yeah. Yeah.
That's every comic we always go, dude, I would love. That's all of us. Like, we were like, we should do shows together. And then we all talk about it. And everybody's like, I don't know, man. What do you know? You're like, it's just so hard. Did you do it when you first lived on your own? Did you get a tree? Like, when your first time, like, you move away, you're, you know, whatever you are, 20, 21, you know, you have no money and you're just like.
Well, only because I had a roommate who was very, like, Christmassy kind of a dude. And so, and his mom, you know, was that way as well. And she would come and decorate. I mean, it was, on my own, living by myself, never decorated for Christmas. But anytime I had a roommate, then yes, I kind of would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But never as a single dude.
Never as a single dude. I agree with that. You know, my other big thing that I don't think you do as a single dude, buy milk. Unless you're into, like, yeah, milk is never really in your life unless a woman is in your life.
Oh,
or it wasn't for me.
Yeah,
you don't like as a. I don't think I thought about it. I mean, if you love cereal or something, then they would be your thing.
Yeah,
But if depends on how important, but milk just kind of,
yeah,
think about it. And then you're like, once you're, you know, your mom, your whole life is get milk, get milk, get milk. And then no milk. And then you get married and it's like, hey, go get milk. We still need milk. You know,
that's so it's so true, because when I was single, it was no milk ever. And then now I'm back with mom. It's not just milk. It's creamer. It's milk. It's like little half and half thing. It's just all kinds of milk.
Yeah.
It's not just milk. There's almond milk now. There's lots more milk.
There's a lot more milk.
Words to live by. Hey, man, Merry Christmas to you. Congratulations on your Grammy nomination. And keep killing it on the road. And everybody go check him out. We can't vote. I keep thinking like it's a last comic thing where we can go vote for you.
Please vote, everybody. If I lose, I will think it's because of you, because all the listeners did not vote for me.
That's what it is.
Hey,
I appreciate you, Nate. You have a good one, brother.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas. Nate Bargatze.
Hey.
Oh,
take another
look and tell me that. All right, we are back. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for your comments. Big thanks to Nate Bargatze for the interview. I told you at the very beginning of the show that I have a huge announcement, and I mean it. And I think now is the time. Yes, now is the time to make the huge announcement. I've talked about it before, but I stopped talking about it for a while. Why did I do that? What's on my hat right now? It says Mayor of Hickory. Well, yours truly will be filing to run for the Mayor of Hickory.
That's
applause. Thank you. I mean, you should have been ready. That was a huge announcement. Why you'd back off?
I went three things at once. Sorry.
Announcement. Why would you snooze on that one? Anyway, so what I've learned recently is Hickory had postponed the elections for COVID reasons. So when I talked about it maybe a year or so ago, it just sort of died off because we weren't sure when the elections were going to be. It was just passed on to me that I have about a week and a half left to register or throw my hat in that ring. And I fully intend to do that. And I hope that I'll have your support when I run for mayor of Hickory. Wouldn't that be great? Doesn't that sound good? John Reap, mayor of Hickory. And I got a lot of issues, okay? Not just personally, but for the city of Hickory. I feel like I would be a great cheerleader for this city. And really, how hard is the job? I mean, really, how hard is it? I could do this. Look, it's a meeting once every 2 weeks. It's shaking hands, kissing babies, cutting ribbons. And I would get more business to come here. I'm the guy. All right. So I'll keep you, you know, in touch. I'll let you know how it's going. But I'm just saying right now, it is official. Yours truly is going to be the mayor of Hickory. Anyway, let's move on. We got a lot more show to do. Let me swing back over here to my man, Sebastian. Also, it was brought to my attention on the Country-ish Facebook page, someone made some cartoon characters of us. Do you happen to have that information, Elliot? The guy's name?
Oh, yes. That is Danny Jackson. He's a super fan and a super nice guy. And
I'm not sure. I didn't really have – I didn't dig around too much. I don't know the reason behind it. I don't care. I like it. I like that he made cartoon characters out of us. I'm wondering if he can actually like – my hopes are that he could take clips from this podcast and make it a cartoon. You know, an animated thing. What do you love? An animated little short of like a conversation we have.
Yeah.
Residual check. Someone calling in and winning $1,000. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, that wouldn't be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Animate that. So here's one he did of me. That's me, I guess. Yeah. That's the ginger beard man right there.
Mm-hmm.
not too bad. I look a little weak, but that's okay. You know, it is what it is. Maybe that's his perception of me, and I, you know, I can't hate on it. He's given us a free service. All right, who else did he do, the Alan Jackson? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I like that he put the share button on.
Yeah, Danny.
He got the most
important. You need to go back to the drawing board on this one. The filter.
You don't. I know what pitcher he's using, and it's not, first of all, a great pitcher for you to begin with, yeah. But I know where that pitcher came from, and he just, it's almost like he accentuated the worst parts of you.
Yes, and I think so.
Yeah, and did that on purpose. You look like a crackhead in this picture, and I know that's not you, but you look tall because you're kind of lunched over a little bit. Yeah, that's funny, though. That is funny. Who else did he do? Let's see who else we got here.
Oh, Elliot.
Look at that. Yeah. There's
no idea.
Elliot with my gigantic nose on his face. That is one of the, that's an accurate picture there. I like he's got the even hair coming out the back, which is cool.
Nice always try t-shirt. To tame that down. Sorry.
Yeah, let's see the next one here. What else we got? Oh, Sergeant Havelball. Yeah, this is pretty good. I like this one. You got the Ginger Beard Man t-shirt on. I need that to be a t-shirt, by the way. I don't have that t-shirt. Yeah, very good. Oh,
I'm starting to think. Yeah, somebody likes somebody better.
The Alan Jackson must have reached out to this guy, paid him a little something. What's the guy's last name again?
Jackson, that's why.
That's starting to make
cousins.
Sense.
Cousins.
Yeah, the Jackson's making the other Jackson look like the most interesting, distinguished man in the world here. That's a good.
I like mine, actually.
Yeah, yours is great. That looks good. All right. Is that all of them? Oh, yeah.
Stamos. He's got a John Stamos
t-shirt. Stick in the mud, Stamos. Yeah. Right there, he's probably thinking, like, probably won't work out. Probably shouldn't even waste your time. I wouldn't even start a podcast. Oh, wow. Man, he made Isaiah look about 35.
Isaiah can get drink. He can get the bar with that.
Yeah, he could. Yeah. That's a good fake ID picture for him right there. Wow. Well, thank you, Mr. Jackson, both of you, for making those awesome characters of us. All right, we got one more. Anything else, real quick, before we move on to the last segment? Yeah, no, okay.
Nope, good.
We got one last segment to do, and, you know, look, there's a lot of negative things that are going on in the news, as you guys were well aware. A lot of political stuff, a lot of pandemic stuff. Eh, you know, I try to avoid it when I can. Sometimes I can't. But it's a fun segment that can be best described by Justin Clyde Williams.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Alrighty, May. Alright, check it out, bud. It's December. That means winter is upon us, which means a stormy weather. It'll get here eventually, and let me ask you a question. You ever been snowed in somewhere? That's what I asked at the top of the show. Off the top of your head, any good comments of that from that question, Elliot or Havelball?
Roseanne said that in Virginia Beach, if there's just a light dusting on the ground,
yeah.
The entire town will shut down and everybody shut in.
Yeah. That happens here as well. It happens in Raleigh. When I lived in Raleigh and it snowed, I mean, it hardly ever snows there. I mean, it snowed maybe 3 inches, whole airport shut down for like 2 years, I believe. It's 2 years. Yeah, they had to get a new plane. How about you, Ball? Anything over there?
Nope? No, I was actually going to mention that same thing, so okay. he got it.
Well, check this out. A snowstorm in Denmark forced people to sleep overnight in an IKEA. Now, I can't tell if I love this or if I hate this. I don't know. How would I feel if I was trapped in an IKEA? Would I like it? You know what I mean? This past Wednesday in Helleborg, Denmark. I'm not sure how I pronounce that one. Helleborg. I think you say it like that. It's like smirgish. Like that chef, you know. There was an Arctic blizzard that dumped about 12 inches of snow in less than an hour. Whew, Arctic Blizzard. It's also one of my favorite drinks at Dairy Queen. Have you ever had one of them? They're amazing.
The one they hold upside down? Yeah.
The snowstorm stranded many citizens who were out and about, including six customers and about 24 employees at the IKEA. And they're still there trying to find an exit sign. Have you ever been in an IKEA?
Yeah, I was going to say.
You can't get out of there.
It takes 12 days to get out of an IKEA.
Yeah. It's like
a day of Christmas, every day of Christmas to get out of there.
It's like a casino. Yeah. You don't know what time it is. There's no exit signs. And now all those people have Stockholm Syndrome. Speaking of being up there in Denmark. Way to go, snowflakes. You ruin IKEA as well. I'm talking literal snowflakes from the blizzard. Yeah. All right. Store manager Pete Elmos said, "We slept in the furniture exhibitions on our showroom's first floor where we have beds, mattresses, and sofa beds. So, no, they didn't have to set up. They didn't have to make their own bed." You know, you think IKEA, you think
assembly required.
Right. This one, no assembly required.
So nobody got killed, no divorces happened during the process, probably.
I don't think so. There's a little bit of video. Alan, you could play some of this video. Now, they're speaking another language. You can just hit mute on this. And just play this video as we're talking about. Yeah. Speaking of Alan, they do love Alan wrenches. IKEA loves a good Alan wrench. He said they spent the evening, the store manager said they spent the evening watching TV, playing cards, eating chips, and Swedish cinnamon rolls. And I'm like, what? No meatballs? Isn't that what they do at IKEA? I mean, that's what their second biggest thing as far as
I'm concerned. Right, because that's a big staple in Sweden, because it's Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs. And they serve meatballs there. What a jip. I'd call up the Swedish chef right now. Get here. Bring me some Swedish meatballs and some Swedish fish. Whatever you got. I want it right now. I think I just spit all over myself. The store manager said that people were able to pick out the exact bed they've always wanted to try. It went super well, and it's been a good night and fun for all. Wow. Do you think anybody hooked up, dude?
Dude, like kind of like remember how I used to skate land?
You'd lock in.
You just, you know, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this is like
a hookup time.
Impromptu lock-in. Yeah.
I'm thinking this is IKEA's version of Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, if they had more cameras everywhere and were filming every little thing, had like nighttime vision. I mean,
I hope somebody washed the sheets when they got out of here.
I mean, think about it. It's snowy outside. It's romantic.
Hey,
you know,
it's IKEA. The new Airbnb for them.
Yeah, it's a perfect place for a one-night stand.
Yes.
IKEA. You can't spell assembly without ASS, right? Also, next door to the IKEA, people working in a toy shop had to spend the night in the toy store.
Wow. So, what kind of toys?
Oh, I don't think it was a toy. It doesn't say adult or kid toy. It doesn't say.
I think they're stolen.
A lot of misfits out there.
Yeah, a lot of misfits of stolen adult cock rings. I would, the kid in me loves this. I mean, could you imagine if you were a kid and you had to spend the night? I would die of exhaustion. You
know? Just running through?
Yeah, it'd be like Toy Story 5, Denmark on Ice. Yeah. You know? I would have been like Tom Hanks in that movie Big. Remember that when he was in that store playing laser tag? That'd have been great. Take out all the batteries. Take out every battery, put them in every toy, and be like, there you go. I'm the kid hero of all kids right now. The IKEA store manager said, one good thing about all this is nobody will be late for work the next day. All employees are already here. Wow, what a this guy. I wonder how many employees it takes to screw in a light bulb. I have no IKEA.
Oh, that was pretty good. That was a good one.
Come on, man. Well, there you go, boys. What can I say about Aalborg, Denmark?
You really put that one together.
The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Alrighty. Well, hour 20, not too shabby. I had a good time in here with everybody. Yep. Look, and I know one guy is going to be very happy with this episode, Coach K. Gonna get that Coach Cash. You know what I'm saying? Elliot, does anything you wanted to say at the end?
Well, regarding that, just so everyone knows, when you follow the rules and send in your information, this is what happens. Hey, Elliot, just wanted to let you know that I got
Wait, time out. Are you reading an email
yes, sir.
From someone who won previously?
Yes, sir. Well, it's explained in the body of the letter, which is why I didn't preface
it. Got you.
Yeah. Hey, Elliot, just wanted to let you know that I got the package in the mail. Thank you so much for sending me the awesome country-ish mug as well. I love it. I plan on using the money from the residual check to buy some merchandise of John's. Oh. I'll probably either go for the purple pain t-shirt or the hickory hat.
It's ginger pain, not purple pain.
Right.
Just
right.
FYI.
The purple ring, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wish I could get a beanie with something of John on it. Pass that along. Maybe we can make it happen for those of us in colder climates. Have a great day, man. Much love to you, Richard, Stamos, Popsicle, Mimosa, and everyone else, right. And especially John.
Yeah. Thank you for that, and congratulations. And that's a good idea. I think what we're going to start doing is using, what was that called?
Teespring.
Teespring.
Print on demand.
Yeah, print on demand service where we come up with an idea and we put the image up there. If you like it, you can buy one. You can buy 100.
Select your own size. Yeah, just move forward.
Yeah, all that stuff. Mark, Mr. Sergeant Haveball, any final thoughts from you?
There was one comment from Oren Noble. Says we should have a group meeting after every Country-ish podcast and just talk about our favorite parts of the episode. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
And then the other caveat was what's going on for Christmas. But I think the fan base is getting energized, so that looks good.
Yeah, well, I love it. I love you all. And don't forget to come see me on the road. Go to countryish.com, all right? Check that out, man. Become a Patreon supporter. Give back. Become a subscriber. Share something. Check out my tour dates. Buy some merchandise. And for the Alan Jackson, for Sergeant Haveball, for Elliot the intern, for Sebastian, I have been and shall remain John Reap, and I wish you bicycle.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from a cul-de-sac. Don't chew tobacco and I don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, a simple kind of life, every dip and no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and yourself parked cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast, it'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish.
Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite. And all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on support. And thank you. Hey, look, seriously, guys, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more chances for you to win money. I'm telling you, I'm giving this crap away. Come back next week, same time, and bring a friend or 7. Hit the share button.